Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Identity Crisis, the 2016 presidential campaign and the battle for the meaning of America is a work of political science that explains the 2016 United States presidential election through the lens of identity, not simply policy, personality, or short-term campaigning. Written by John Sides, Michael Tesler, and Lynn Vavreck, the book uses polling, survey data, election returns, and campaign analysis to show how racial, ethnic, and cultural divisions shaped both Donald Trump's rise and the broader political environment. Rather than treating Trump's victory as a surprise isolated to one election, the authors place it in the context of long-running changes in party coalitions, attitudes toward immigration, and debates over who counts as American. The book is aimed at readers who want a rigorous, evidence-based explanation of the campaign and its results, especially those interested in American politics, electoral behavior, and identity politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 2016 election as a conflict over American identity. The book argues that the defining issue of the 2016 campaign was not only who would govern, but what kind of nation the United States was becoming. The authors frame the election as a struggle over who belongs, whose interests are represented, and how national identity should be defined in a more diverse society. This approach helps explain why debates about immigration, race, religion, and Barack Obama's legitimacy were so politically powerful. The central insight is that these issues were connected by identity rather than by policy detail alone. Voters did not respond to them as isolated controversies. They interpreted them through group loyalties and social boundaries. That framing is important because it shifts the explanation for Trump's success away from a purely economic story or a simple anti-establishment reaction. Instead, the book shows how cultural conflict became the organizing principle of the race, and how Trump's rhetoric made identity central to the campaign narrative. Secondly, how racial and ethnic realignment shaped partisan coalitions. A major theme of the book is that the election was foreshadowed by long-term changes in the Democratic and Republican coalitions. The authors show that support for the parties increasingly mapped onto racial and ethnic identity, with white voters and voters of color sorting differently across partisan lines. This realignment did not begin in 2016, but Trump exploited and intensified it by appealing to anxieties among voters who felt displaced in a changing country. The book treats these coalition shifts as structural forces rather than temporary campaign effects. That matters because it explains why Trump could lose some conventional standards of competence and still remain viable. His candidacy matched a broader pattern in which identity and partisanship had become tightly linked. The result was an election in which voting behavior reflected deep social identities, as much as evaluations of policy platforms or candidate quality. The authors use this to argue that 2016 was a culmination of longer political trends, not an abrupt deviation from them. Thirdly, data-driven evidence replaces anecdote and impressionistic commentary. One of the book's most distinctive features is its reliance on quantitative evidence. The authors build their case through surveys, polling data, election results, and carefully interpreted visual evidence, rather than through campaign anecdotes or partisan interpretation. This matters because many accounts of the 2016 election leaned on intuition, media narratives, or personal reaction. By contrast, the book insists that the most reliable explanation comes from systematic analysis of how different groups voted, what issues they prioritized, and how attitudes changed over the campaign. The empirical approach allows the authors to distinguish between surface-level campaign events and deeper behavioral patterns. It also gives the book credibility as a scholarly account rather than a commentary piece. Readers learn not only what happened, but how political scientists infer causation from public opinion and electoral data. In that sense, the book functions as both an explanation of the election and a demonstration of how rigorous political research can clarify events that otherwise seem chaotic or shocking. Fourthly, Trump's campaign style amplified identity-based conflict. The book does not present identity divisions as passive background conditions. It shows how Trump's campaign actively sharpened them. Through provocative rhetoric, rallies, and repeated emphasis on threats from immigrants, Muslims, and other outgroups, Trump made identity conflict a central feature of the race. The authors connect this style to the atmosphere around campaign events, including the hostility and violence seen at some rallies, as evidence that the campaign did more than simply reflect existing divisions. It intensified them. This is important because it explains how Trump could mobilize supporters without relying on a traditional policy-centered campaign. His messaging worked by signaling who was inside and outside the political community, and by framing cultural status loss as a grievance deserving political response. The book therefore treats rhetoric as politically consequential, not merely theatrical. It suggests that campaign communication can activate deep social identities and turn them into voting motivations. especially when a candidate repeatedly presents politics as a struggle for group standing and national ownership. Lastly, a scholarly explanation of how culture, race, and politics intersect. Beyond the specifics of 2016, the book offers a broader interpretation of modern American politics. It shows that race, immigration, religion, and national belonging cannot be treated as separate issues because they interact within the same identity framework. This is what gives the book lasting relevance. It explains not just one election, but a pattern of political polarization in which social identity shapes perceptions of candidates, institutions, and public problems. The authors also make clear that identity-based politics affects both parties, though not symmetrically, and that campaign strategy must be understood in relation to these underlying divisions. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand why standard assumptions about issue voting or economic voting sometimes fail. By connecting individual attitudes to partisan coalitions and campaign messaging, it provides a comprehensive model of electoral behavior in an era of demographic change. Its contribution is not only descriptive but analytical, offering a framework for understanding future elections shaped by similar conflicts over belonging and representation. In conclusion, Identity Crisis is best suited for readers who want a serious, evidence-based explanation of the 2016 election and the political forces that made it possible. Political science students, analysts, journalists, and general readers interested in American democracy will find it valuable because it connects campaign events to long-term social change, rather than treating the election as an isolated shock. Its main benefit is interpretive clarity. It helps readers understand why issues like immigration, race, religion, and national belonging were so central to the campaign and why they resonated with so many voters. What sets it apart from many books on the 2016 race is its discipline. Instead of relying on memoir, polemic, or hindsight narrative, the authors build a structured argument from data and political analysis. That makes the book especially useful for readers who want more than a post-election summary. It provides a framework for thinking about identity politics, coalition change, and the relationship between campaign rhetoric and voter behavior. As a result, it remains relevant beyond 2016 as a guide to how cultural division shapes modern American elections. If you would like to support John Sides, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.